You're tuned in to Lou Manfredini and his Fire Safety Show. This morning, we're talking all things fire safety to keep you and your family safe and sound. Did you know one home structure fire is reported every 88 seconds? Once that smoke alarm sounds, a fire can spread quickly, leaving only a minute or two to escape. That's why it's so important to have a home escape plan. Are you prepared? It's just a simple conversation that just might save your life. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
All right, it's the wrong rejoin, but I like this rejoin. Welcome back. Right. This, Michael Bodart is joining me. The president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. This could be your walk-up song, right? I mean, you're not a girl, but, you know, we're in a, you know, it doesn't matter anymore.
I was built for that song.
Right, there you go. It's perfect. You're on fire. I love it. Joining me at the, Justin Kaufman used to say, at the big table, Michael Bodart, president of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Thanks for having us out this morning. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Lou. This is like the one annual event that everybody looks forward to. There's food. There's Lou. There's David. Going to be here later.
That's so nice.
The phones are ringing off the hook.
I love that. I love that. What is the phone number here, by the way, before we get started?
847-918-7994.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
LindemanChimney.com.
Kevin McDonough, account executive extraordinaire. He's also very good at getting me a cup of coffee, which I do appreciate. So this time of year, I mean, we have so much to talk about with your company, and we'll get to a lot of that, but it's kind of your sweet spot where now the weather's kind of changing, and if we were talking, you and I, 10 years ago, you'd be all about, you know, chimney inspecting and cleaning and whatnot, and your business has expanded to heating and cooling, but what are some of the things you want homeowners to know about things that they should be considering to have done to their homes that Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling can help them with?
Yeah, so what most of the homeowners may or may not know is that, well, I think most of them know that they should have their furnace checked every single year. So mm-hmm. that's an annual check. People usually get their ACs checked in the springtime too. What we're trying to instill into everybody is let them know that their fireplace is also something that needs an annual checkup. You're burning wood or you're burning gas. It's an appliance just like anything else. It happens usually in your living room. It's connected through, a lot of times in Chicagoland, a masonry structure that comes up through your house and up out of the roof. So there's a lot of components that are tied to the structure of the home that are exposed to all sorts of things. So a safety check and an inspection check every year is vital for every fireplace, whether you're burning wood, whether you're burning gas. It's just important. It's one of those things that we just want everybody to know that it's an annual checkup. People usually wait for the fall to think about it, but we're busy in the fall. We love the busy season. We've got a show special going on right now. We're calling it the Loop-On. It's a $99 special. It's $200 off. If you call Lindeman and mention WGN and Lou, you can get the regularly $299 cleaning and inspection for $99. We're going to honor that through this year's fall season.
If you're burning wood in your fireplace, you know, that's where the creosote can come in there. That's where we talk about chimney fires and things like that. But with gas appliances, right, they're a little, people think about it as being clean burning. But when you come and check, you guys will also, if they've got a log kit, if that log kit is not properly cleaned, the flame is not clean. And you can get a lot of sooting that can not only be in your chimney, but also in the rest of your home. And when your folks come out, they can check all that, right, to see the flame and making sure that it's burning. It really, truly is clean burning. And if there are steps that have to be taken to either clean it or replace something like that, you can help them with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's been in a house, even if they have a set of gas logs, and you can see that dark, smoky tinge stain above the fireplace on the bricks. So that's a clear indication that that log set is either burning dirty or not venting properly. You're right. gas logs are meant to be burned at a pretty clean combustion. After time, those air vents and those air venturis that is mixing the gas with the air start getting corroded, they start getting dirty, and that can throw off a really orange flame,
right,
which is all of that soot, which then builds into areas of your chimney that it's not supposed to. It can leak out and then burn your stain your bricks. You can also see sometimes evidence of that soot kind of on the ceiling, and it just, it gets everywhere. So an annual check is recommended by our industry. It's just a good annual check, just like anything else, whether you have an air conditioner, furnace, your pool, fireplace is one of those.
The other issue, you know, that this time of year it's very important is obviously the cleaning check of the furnaces. You guys launched several years ago the division of the heating and cooling division of Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. I know that it's been a very robust expansion of your business, and that clean and check, I can't stress to people enough how important that is. It's funny, I mentioned to you that, you know, people listen to the show. I own some rental properties as well as our own homes, and I remember I called into your offices, and I talked to Bieda, who's awesome, and I said, hey, I've got to schedule the clean and check on this on my the four units, and she said, well, do you want to do our annual? Because, you know, it'll save you money and this and that, right? And I'm like, all right, let's do that. You know, so I signed up for the annual. She sent me the bill. I paid the bill. John came out yesterday to clean the furnaces, and then they sent me the bill, you know, after it was done, like told me everything that he did, and it said zero on it. There's nothing better than when getting a bill when it says zero, because I already paid for it, right? Because it was part of the annual, right? And so that, like in my wife's world, you know, like, oh, well, it's already paid for. Like I'll say, well, how much was this vacation? And she'll say, well, it's already paid for. Don't worry about it. So I love that. People should get on that annual thing, because then you guys are reminding the homeowners that it's time for that service due and you've already paid for it.
Yeah, and the super convenient thing is we're going to text you, or we're going to email you, we're going to send you a link to the scheduler, and then you can, at your own convenience, pick a day and a time that works out best for your home. And then,
and it saves people money, because you typically send, there's a little bit of a discount for signing up for the annual plan.
Yeah, it's half off. I mean, we charge $199 a year per system, but that's a spring and a fall check. So if you come in on the fall, you pay for a year, your fall check is part of that, and then your spring check for your AC is automatically part of that too. And then we'll just automatically charge your credit card next year if you're on the auto pay, and it's just roll season to season. Could not be more easy than that.
Just the peace of mind, I think, for people, it's so important. And the fact of the matter is that little investment can save you. Look, I'm sure you're happy to send out a tech if there's an emergency. Of course, that's what you do. But then reality is it always breaks at 10 o'clock at night in January, and you're going to pay more for that to come out so you can get heat and cooling. And these service checks can help you avoid that.
Yeah, we're coming out like now when it's not 5 below.
Right.
We're checking your heat exchanger. We're checking all the electronics so that when you do fire it up, when we get that first really cold night, you know, coming up soon, that your furnace has already been checked, it's going to come on, it's going to heat your home okay. If there was a problem, we're going to identify it now so that when you do fire it up, when we have that first really cold day, you don't have to worry about it. And then if you're a maintenance customer, you get expedited service calls.
Mm-hmm.
So you get pushed to the top of the list when you do have a problem, because when we are busy, our maintenance customers eat first. It's just part of the kind of white glove VIP treatment that our maintenance customers get, and that's year-round, 24 hours a day.
I want to share a story. You don't know this story, but I think that this is kind of indicative of the kind of work that your technicians do. Again, going back to that rental property, I was out of town. I got a call from a tenant, and she says, there's water leaking from the ceiling fan in the living room. And now, I built this building 30 years ago, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no water by that ceiling fan. That doesn't make any sense. You know, she's like, well, it's dripping right now. you know. And so now I'm thinking, right? I'm in St. Louis, and I'm thinking to myself, how is there water in the middle of this ceiling? And I'm thinking, oh, wait, the furnace and the AC is up in that bedroom up above. I bet it's a clogged drain condensate line.
Yeah.
But again, I'm in St. Louis. So I said, do me a favor, go turn off the air conditioner. And, you know, okay, she's on the phone. And I go, give it a few seconds. And she says, oh, the leaking stopped. I go, all right, can you keep the air off? It wasn't that hot out at that point. I called your offices. I told them, you know, normally I would go and clean the drain because I know a guy and it's me. But I called Lindemann. Guy comes out. Sure, in fact, it's a clogged drain. But then he, while he was there, just kind of checked the whole system out. And happened to go also to check on the condensing unit outside. Stay with me, everybody. And there's a thing on an air conditioner called a capacitor, which is probably the hardest working part of a AC unit. And it's basically your defibrillator that starts your condensing unit. And he tested that, and he said, you know, this capacitor is kind of at its last, it's just hanging on. I'm going to go ahead and replace that. Now, that little bit of maintenance planned, not planned, but he was there checking it, kept it from being a day where it's 95 degrees outside and there's no air. And as a lot of people know in the heating and cooling business, on days when it's 95 degrees, you guys are busier than, I can't say that. I have a really funny terminology that I can't say anymore. Busier than, I can't say it.
Chimney company in the fall.
Exactly. Chimney company in the fall. So I'll tell you off the air later. That'll be for John Williams' After Dark Jokes. Anyway, and you pay more for that, and you can't get anybody there. Now you're 2 days into it. There's no air conditioning. It's hotter than get out, and everybody's so busy. So that is what you get by having a quality tech and a company to come out and look at that. It's just you. I want you to know that as the president of the company, because that's what your person did. And I so appreciate that, and I see the value in that.
If we can prevent a problem because we see the beginnings of an issue like that capacitor, that's a perfect example of how preventive maintenance and having us out there in the beginning of the season, short circuits problems that happen when you really need it, right? Whether it's a 95-degree day in the summertime, or, you know, the first, you know, 0-degree day that we're going to get in, you know, late November.
I just got this note handed to me from Carrier Pigeon that someone wrote in and asked, you know, if somebody has a fireplace and it's gas and they never use it, should you check that chimney? Now, I would say if you never use it and you've never had that chimney checked, yes.
Well,
if it's never been checked, what, there's no harm.
Chances are that chimney is a masonry structure that's sticking up through a roof penetration, which communicates everything outside, potentially inside. So, you know, if you're not using a gas fireplace, are you going to have combustion issues?
No.
No, but that chimney is probably connected to, well, many times to the hot water tank and the boiler or the furnace in the basement.
Right.
So lots and lots of Chicago area homes have a chimney and a fireplace is venting, but the fireplace is only one thing in the house that's used in that chimney. You've got potentially three other things that are in the basement venting into that same chimney. We would go there and look at everything above the roof line, make sure it's got an animal cap, make sure that the flashing is good. We would be in the basement looking at the boiler or the furnace connections, the hot water tank. Because we're in the venting safety business.
Right.
Fireplaces are really just one of the appliances that utilize chimneys to vent dangerous stuff up and out of your house.
Right. I'm running out of time with you, Michael, but there's a full line of services that Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling offers, as well as even coming out and putting in a fire pit and making outdoor patios look fabulous, along with all the chimney heating and cooling. And you mentioned a Lupon for that service. So give us one more time how people get a hold of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling.
$99 show special, mention WGN. Best way is jump online, Lindeman.com. Lindeman is with two N's, or 847-918-7994.
Thanks for hosting us. Always nice to see you.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, crew. Thanks for making it out today.